It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. It's the season opener for the Dawson Boyd Blackjack volleyball team tonight here in Dawson, taking on Ortonville, and get the volleyball season underway tonight. And with me is the first-year head coach of the Blackjacks, Andrea Lee. And Andrea, congratulations on getting the job.
Thank you, Paul.
So are you a little nervous tonight?
I am very nervous. Yes. There's a lot of jitters going on.
Yeah. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. You graduated from Dawson.
I did in 2015, and now I'm going to school in Marshall.
Okay.
Last year, this year, so going to be busy.
Yeah. So how do you juggle going to college at SMSU and the coaching here? How do you do that?
Most of my classes this fall are online, so then I won't have to worry about going to Marshall except for Monday nights after practice, and then Tuesday afternoon, so I'll be done in time to go to games and practices.
Oh, that online classes are pretty nice then, huh?
Very nice, yes. Right. Makes it a lot easier for all of us.
All right. Why don't you introduce your team to us this year? I know there's a lot of seniors on the team. You've got a good nucleus coming back.
Yep, we have 7 seniors this year, so a bunch of them.
Okay, who are they?
We have Mary Boffin, Alex Sather, Lydia Offit, Jenna Wyam, Kelsey Spencer, and Brianna Long and Olivia Stratmon.
Okay. And the others on the varsity this year?
Avery Bartunik, Tara Johnson, Megan Mamer, Caroline Dahl, Amelia Olson, Rachel Hahn, Kendall Fransky, and Grace Johnson.
Okay, boy, that sounds like a very familiar names and a good roster for you to work with.
Yeah, it should be. I'm hoping so.
All right. How's practices been going? Have you had any scrimmages or anything?
We had a scrimmage against Lakeview before we started practice, the Sunday before.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, practices are going good.
I'm sure the girls are kind of sick of practicing and they want to play somebody, huh?
I bet, yes. They're excited for tonight.
They are. Who are your starters tonight?
So we'll have Lydia Offit as our setter, and then Megan Mamer will play right front. Amelia Olson will play right back for Megan Mamer. And then we have Mary Boffin and Avery Bartunik in middle. Let's see who else. Yeah. Grace Johnson will play, and Jenna Wyam.
All right. Well, who's on the coaching staff for the Blackjacks this year? Who's helping you out?
My assistant JV coach is Rhonda Olson, Nelson. And then C-Squad is Cassie Albertson. And then we have junior high, who is Patty Moore.
Okay. I know just by watching social media, the girls and Rhonda does a good job on social media. You've got your own Blackjack Facebook page. So people are pretty excited about this year, aren't they?
Yes. People really like to look over our fan page. We like to post pictures and updates on what they're doing and where they're going.
Been doing some fun stuff during school practices, too. Tell us a little bit about that, what you've been doing for fun. Bonding stuff and pizza parties or what?
Yep, we did movie night one night. The girls watched The Miracle Season. It's a volleyball movie, and they got popcorn. Otherwise, just doing, like, fun relays in practice and getting them to work as a team.
Okay. All right, real good, Andrea. Well, see, that wasn't so bad. The pregame show wasn't.
Oh, huh? I don't know about that.
You do a good job on the radio.
Thank you.
Good luck this year and good luck tonight. We'll probably talk to you after the game.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. That's Andrea Lee, the head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the first serve between the Trojans and the Blackjacks right after this.
Ready for something exciting? Try the Subway Signature Wraps at Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clear City. Double the meat, double the flavor. 3 signature wraps to choose from. Chipotle Southwest Steak and Cheese, Savory Rotisserie Style Chicken Caesar, and the Turkey Bacon Guacamole. Or make it what you want. Subway Signature Wraps at Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clear City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottle and Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto and Dawson, Rise Nursery and Tree Service, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric and Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, DuPont Pioneer, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison & Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center. Sports brought to you by Woodland Centers, Farmers Co-op Association, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Larson Brothers Concrete, Bluegrass Proteins Incorporated, Midwest Power Sports, DeWalt Agency, Midwest Truck Parts, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Swadzinski for House, Chris Swadzinski Representative, Guess Wine Motors Incorporated, Kleinbank. Sports brought to you by Tostenson Septic, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Dawson Auto Glass, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arbata, Triple Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, AGP Ag Processing, Otter Tail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Davis Plumbing and Heating Madison, Federated Telephone Company, Souther Building Supplies, Heartland Eye Clinic, Culligan, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric. Sports brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hutt Oil Company, Cargill, Kluver Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Cockleman Construction, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Bott Appliance and Electronics, Marshall, Madison Dental Clinic, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for play-by-play sports coverage on 92.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Dawson Boyd Community Center. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports for another season of high school volleyball action. Season opener here tonight between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Ortonville Trojans. Hope you enjoyed the Subway pregame show with first-year head coach Andrea Lee. And let me tell you, Andrea's got the nerves working tonight. She's a little nervous, but after the first match, that should be over with. Well, Dawson Boyd and Ortonville, of course, this match was scheduled to be played in Ortonville tonight, but they're doing some renovations of the Ortonville gym, and the bleachers aren't back in yet, so that's the reason they moved it to Dawson tonight. Well, a whole new season for the Blackjacks and the Trojans. Let's look at what they did last year. Dawson Boyd was 8-17 overall. They were only 1-7 at home, and they lost in five sets to Ortonville last year, 3-2. That was matches played here in Dawson at Dawson Boyd. Trojans similar record last year with a 7-13 record in the Pheasant Conference, which they play. They were 3-5, and so the Trojans under second year head coach Mindy Peters, assisted by Betsy Baldry, Ivy Lovgren, and Eric Bankin on the coaching staff. Let's go through your starting lineups for the Yorkville Trojans tonight. Number 13, Brianna Kirchberg. She's a setter. Caitlin Shelberg's a middle hitter. She's a junior. Chloe Bankin, number 21, a setter and a junior. Number 10, Jaden Conroy, middle hitter and a senior. Number 2, Jocelyn Meyer. She's an outside hitter. And Megan Rademacher, number 11, she's an outside hitter as well. And as I mentioned, the Ortonville Trojans are coached by Mindy Peters in her second year, assisted by Betsy Baldry, Ivory Lupton, and Eric Bankin. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, we got Avery Bartunik, a middle hitter. Mary Boffin, an outside hitter. Megan Mamer, a right side hitter. Lydia Offit is the setter. Caroline Dahl, an outside hitter. And Jenna Wyam, an outside hitter. Blackjacks are coached by Andrea Lee, assisted by Rhonda Olson-Nelson, Cassie Albertson, and Patty Mort. Both teams on the floor. We've sung the national anthem. Good crowd on hand here on this Thursday evening here in Dawson. And they'll give a shout-out to the referees here. I had a nice visit with the referees before the B-Squad match. They're from F. Actually, they had a long drive tonight. They're from Breckenridge. in the Tri-County Official Association. And Roy King and Luther Sanis are their names. And a couple nice guys. I told them I'd say nothing but good things about referees on the radio tonight. All right, the 2018 volleyball season is underway. It's Lydia Offit who will serve for Dawson Boyd. And here we go. It's over to net, and we are underway for the new season. And Conroy hits the ball into the net for the Trojans. And that's a point for Dawson Boyd. Here's the Offit serves into the back row. Ortonville passes up the front of the net, and it's hit out of bounds by the Trojans. And just like that, it's 2-0. Lydia Offit once again doing a nice job serving to start the season. She wears number 6. The ball's returned. Here's the set by the Blackjacks. And we got a net violation on Ortonville. 3-0, Dawson Boyd. Lydia Offit, a senior. Continuing to serve here, and that goes in the back row. It's bumped up there by Shelberg. Now Conroy pushes it over the net. And here's Dahl with a drive. And it's a point. Ortonville can't return it. Actually, that was Avery Bartunik with the hit there and the kill for Avery. And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks have jumped out to a 4-0 lead. And the serve at Offit goes deep into the back row, and Shelberg can't pass it up to the net. And another point for Dawson Boyd, and just like that, it's 5-0 Blackjacks. Offit serves again, this time in the number 2. That's Meyer, and she hits it, the Trojans hit it in the net. Everything's going the Dawson Boyd Blackjack way right now as they lead 6-0 here in set number 1. Lydia serve is over to net. Goes into the back row to Shelberg. She passes it up to number 12. And now they get over net. Here's Bartunik with a drive. And here's the set here. Now the hit by number 11. That's Rademacher. It's returned by the Blackjack, and it's good. And a timeout is called by head coach Mindy Peters. And the Blackjacks are fired up on a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. 7-0 Dawson Boyd.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by the Farmers Co-op Association, FCA. Visit their website, www.farmerscoopassn.com. For all your fuel, diesel fuel, and lube needs, it's FCA, Farmers Co-op Association. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com. For all your embroidery and team needs, it's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
All right, a big block by Megan Mamer and Avery Bartunik, and it's 8-0 off the timeout by Coach Mindy Peters of the Ortonville Trojans. Trojans struggling here to start the season. And a set, and here's a little soft touch by Bartunik, and Avery does it again. Avery Bartunik, the middle hitter, she's a junior. And a nice set there by, I believe it was Mamer. And Lydia Offit has her 9 straight points here. She's serving again, and Shelberg up to Rademacher, who drives it out of bounds. 10-0 Dawson Boyd. B-Squad action tonight. The Blackjacks swept the Trojans 3-0. 10-0 here. Offit serves. Goes into the back row. Bumped up there by Shelberg. And now Conroy pushes it across the net. Nice play by Bartunik. And here's Megan Mamer with a drive in the middle of the net. And the set there. And a drive blocked at the net by Bartunik. Boy, Avery's all over the place. Now we got a net violation on Ortonville. Brianna Kirchberg ran into the net, She's the setter, and it's 11-0. Not the way the Trojans wanted to start out here, but it's early. We're in set one. Offit again serves into the back row. Meyer passes it up front of the net, and there's Caroline Dahl. Now Dahl with a big hit. Holy cow, Caroline Dahl. Caroline, I think, grew a couple inches from last year. She's just a sophomore. She played a lot of volleyball this summer. 12-0, Dawson Boyd leading the Ortonville Trojans here in set one. There's the set by Kirchberg, and the Trojans get it over. Now Bertunek slams one to the floor. Avery with her third kill of the set. 13-0, Blackjacks. And waiting for the volleyball here from the line judge. Great crowd on hand here tonight in Dawson. And we're glad you're tuning into Q92 tonight. As Lydia Offit, Lydia's arm's got to be getting sore here. And the serve is in. Yes, it's in. Just in, the line judge says. And that makes it, I believe, no, they're going to call it out. Was that out or in? Okay, it was out. So Ortonville. And now a little time here, and the floor referee wants to visit with the head coach of the Ortonville Trojans, Mindy Peters. And it's scoreboard says 13-1. Looks like the line judge said that was in. No, they're going to reverse. The line judge said it was in. I thought that was right. And so they reversed it, and now it's 14-0, right? Isn't it 14-0? Okay. Here's the serve. And into the Ortonville returns it into the net. And it's 15 as Avery Bartunek. 15-1, excuse me. 15-1 now. And Bartunek serves. And here's the set by number 13 of Kirchberg. Blocked out of bounds by the Blackjacks. 15-2 the score. Of course, we played at 25. Jenna Wyam comes in for the Blackjacks. Here's a serve by number 21, Chloe Bankin. Nice serve by Bankin. Now here's Wyam at the net. Picked up there in a set there by Kirchberg, and a drive there by Conroy. And Conroy with the point. And it's 15-13. Well, the Eagles went 13-0, or the Blackjacks, excuse me, the Blackjacks went 13-0 there. Now it's 15-13, Dawson Boyd. The serve by the Trojans goes into Wyam. Here's Caroline Dahl, hits it cross court. Set by Kirchberg, and a drive by Rademacher, and it's good. Nice hit there by Rademacher. Megan, she's a senior, and it's... ball went out into the lobby. Oh, excuse me, that went out. Okay, 16-13. Here's Caroline Dahl serving for Dawson Boyd. And the ball goes into the back row, the number three. And then, look at Mary Boffin and Jenna Wyam at the net for Dawson Boyd. A point for the Blackjacks. And it's 17-3. Caroline Dahl, outside hitter and a sophomore, serving here. And it goes high into the air, and it goes out of bounds. Too long there. Carolyn must have ate a good breakfast this morning. Or hitting the weights too much, maybe. She smoked that one. All right, Rademacher serving. Megan for the Ortonville Trojans. They're down 17-4. And the serve is in the corner, an ace serve for Rademacher. Right in the corner there. 17-5. Dawson Boyd leading in set one. Rademacher's serve goes woo. And Dahl decides to play. Passes it up to Offit. And Mary Boffin pushes it over on the third hit. Here's the set by Kirchberg. Conroy and Boffin. Conroy hits the net. Boffin, Mary blocked it. Jane Conroy attacked the net hard there. Can't touch the net in volleyball. Rademacher comes out. In is Zoe Farsi. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And coming in to serve is Grace Johnson of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the sophomore. And Grace's serve is high and goes into the corner. Passed up front. Now just set over there. Nice play by Bankin. Play at the net and a drive. Ooh, the referee was in my vision there. And I think it went out of bounds. It'll be Ortonville Trojan volleyball. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight for non-conference volleyball match between the Ortonville Trojans and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Each set we played at 25. Right now, Dawson Boyd has 18 points to Ortonville's 6. And Conroy with a run jump serve, which is very difficult to do, and she hits it into the net. And that was the 19th point for Dawson Boyd. Here's Amelia Olson with the serve. Goes into the corner. Passed up front there to number 21. And now ball's hit over by the Trojans. Another net violation on Ortonville. That's Brianna Kirchberg. And Mindy Peters wants another timeout, so we'll take another commercial break. It's Dawson Boyd 20, Ortonville 6 here in set number 1.
Hi, this is Mary Bothan of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball right here on Q92. Let's go, Blackjacks!
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Right now, the Blackjacks leading the Trojans 21-7 here in set one. And Conroy, and oh, a nice drive hit there. Right in front of me is Chloe Bankin. But she hit it out of bounds. She almost ran into me here at press row. 22-7, Blackjacks. Mary Boffin with the serve. Goes into Bankin, up to Kirchberg. And a drive there by number 2, Meyer. And it's, I believe, a good. Meyer with the kill there for Ortonville. Nice set there by Brianna Kirchberg. She does a nice job setting. 22-8 the score. Ortonville serving now. Meyer, a junior, gets a serve high. And Olson up to Lydia Offit. Back set. A drive by Avery Bartunek. And it's good. Avery Bartunek with her fifth kill. Grace Johnson's going to come out. And let's see who's in here. Number 5, Megan Mamer. Back in for Dawson Boyd. Lydia Offit, who served about 13 straight points to start the match. 23-8, Dawson Boyd. Amelia Olson passes it up to Offit. Here's Mary Dahl with a drive, and it's good. Caroline Dahl. And it's game point. Here, Blackjacks leading 24-8, and Offit gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder. And here's the serve into the back row. Picked up by Conroy. She passes it back. Now the set by Kirchberg, and Conroy hits it from the middle of the court. And it is out in. Good job by Conroy. She actually passed it up to Kirchberg. Kirchberg set it, and Jaden smoked it from the middle of the court. 24-9, still game point. Boffin plays it in the back row. A little collision there. And Mamer gets it over. Nice dig by Conroy. Here's drive and a block. No, and the point is good by Dawson Boyd, Megan Mamer. And 25-9, The Blackjacks take the first set over the Ortonville Trojans. So we'll take a couple minute break as they switch benches here and come back with set number two right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193. Also brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson and Highway 75 in Madison. Talk to Mike Erickson for new or used cars. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson and Madison. See them soon.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. Tossinson Septic of Montevideo has porta potties for rent for parties, family reunions, company parties, and community festivals. They even have pretty pink porta potties just for women. Give Ryan Tossinson of Tossinson Septic in Montevideo a call today. 320-269-7243. Tossinson Septic gets the job done. Tossinson Septic, Montevideo.
Avery Bartunek of the Dawson Boyd Volleyball Team here, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by MinWest Bank. Have big plans for sprucing up your home this summer? Check out MinWest Bank's home equity loan or line of credit. And the interest on the home equity loan is usually tax deductible. For complete details, call MinWest Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Sports also brought to you by Otter Tail Power Company, reminding you of the importance of high school athletics in the lives of children. These extracurricular activities play a role in the education and development of those kids involved. Plus, these activities provide a way for kids to learn some of life's most important lessons that will take them through life with a sense of accomplishment and pride. Otter Tail Power Company salutes all those athletes, coaches, and fans that make every season one to be remembered. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables, and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment, by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
Hi, this is Caroline Dahl of the Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, Q92.
Hi, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Set number one is in the books, and the Blackjacks only defeated Ortonville by a score of 25-9. So the first game one victory for Coach Andrea Lee and the Blackjacks. We're just underway here in set number two. Ortonville has a 1-0 lead. They're serving. And Caitlin Shelberg is a server. She gets it over net. Blackjacks return it. And Caitlin can't handle it in the back row. And it's a point for Dawson Boyd. And it's 1-1. On the floor for the Blackjacks, we've got Jenna Wyam, Megan Mamer, Caroline Dahl, Lydia Offit, Mary Boppin, and Avery Bartunek. And we'll get to the Trojans here. Now a whistle. And got a wrong server there. Referee's now calling Andrea Lee over. The floor referee talking with Andrea Lee here. And said that was somebody was out of rotation there. And B-Squad tonight. Dawson Boyd swept Ortonville 3-0. And I tell you what, that was pretty impressive, the Blackjack B-Squatters. Their B-Squad coach, Rhonda Olson-Nelson, doing a nice job. And Andrea looking, got the, they have to give it the ball over to Ortonville. It's a little rotation mistake there. So, looks like Dawson Boyd's number eight, Amelia Olson, will come back in. Make sure everyone's in the right position here. Ortonville will serve. Number 21, Chloe Bankin, a junior, has the volleyball. Caitlin Shelberg, a junior, is on the floor along with number two, Jocelyn Meyer. Conroy's out there. Rademacher, in Kirchberg at the net for the Ortonville Trojans. Blackjack's trying to get their rotation figured out here still. And looks like everybody's correct and everybody's in the right positions. And here we go. And the serve by Bankin goes over to net. Lydia off at the center. Dahl uses her left hand. Oh, a nice dig there by Rademacher. And Rademacher with another nice dig. And the Trojans can't play it over to net. And it's a point for the Blackjacks. They tie it up 2-2. Wow, what a nice job by Megan Rademacher twice. Diving for the ball, keeping the ball off the gym floor. Nice job by Rademacher of the Trojans. All right, the Blackjacks serving. Avery Bartunek and pushing the ball over there was Shelberg. Now Shelberg chases it down up to number 21, Bankin. She gets it over to net. Here's Lydia Offit. Set the Caroline Dahl with another kill. Caroline Dahl with the kill for Dawson Boyd. That's her third of the match. Avery Bartunek serves for Dawson Boyd. And now Rademacher pushes it over and I think pushes it out of bounds. I believe. And, yeah, 4-2, Dawson Boyd leading. Blackjacks took the first set, 25-9. Now they lead 4-2 over the Ortonville Trojans in our season opener in volleyball. Here's the set there by Bankin, and a nice block by Dahl. Offit keeps it off the floor, but nobody at the net for the Blackjacks, and a point for the Ortonville Trojans. It's 4-3, Dawson Boyd. Megan Rademacher, a senior, serving for the Trojans. And she serves the ball, and a tight serve. And Amelia Olsen can't take it up for Dawson Boyd. Boy, that was like a sinker ball in baseball. That had some speed on it, and it just dropped right in front of Amelia. And once again, Rademacher serve in the back row. Mary Boffin passes up to Offit. A little too far, but Dahl smokes one. And Shelberg can't play it up to the net. Or does get the ball up to the net, but nobody there for the Trojans. 5-4 Blackjacks here in set two. Blackjacks lead 1-0 on the Ortonville Trojans. Well, we've got a complete lineup of broadcasting here in the next couple of weeks. We'll be busy. And Caroline serves the ball out of bounds. Another second time Caroline's done that. A little too far. 5-5. We're all tied up. And here's that run jump serve by Jane Conroy. And that time it worked. She missed it last time. An ace serve for Jaden Conroy. Good athlete for the Ortonville Trojans. And she tosses the ball in the air and gets a nice serve again. Wyam digs it up off her knees. And here's a drive by Mamer. Dug up there nicely by number 21, Bankin. And it goes over to net. Grace Johnson will come in and serve for the Blackjacks. 6-6 the score. Grace Johnson has the volleyball. Waiting for the whistle. And the serve. And that's tight on the side court. And now here's Bankin. She gets it over on the third hit. Dahl passes it up to Offit. And a drive by Mary. And Mary hit the net. Double hit there. So Ortonville will serve. And the Trojans retake the lead. 7-6. A little different start to this game. Then in game one when the Blackjacks jumped out to a 13-0 lead. Here's Wyam. Oh, what a nice play by Jenna Wyam at the net right in front of me here. Jenna just softly touched the ball over and it fooled the Trojans there. She comes out. Amelia Olsen will serve with Grace Johnson in the back row. I think Grace has a double extra large shirt on. It's a little big for her, it looks like. Maybe that's the way she likes to wear them. All right, here's Mary with a drive, and it is out. Mary Boffin hitting the ball right a few feet from me here. And it's 8-7, Ortonville, leading by 1 point. Rademacher comes back in. Serving for Ortonville is number 2, Jocelyn Meyer. Gets it into Caroline. Caroline passes the volleyball up to Offit. And here's Bartuni with another kill. Avery doing a nice job. Mary Boffin will serve with Olson and Johnson in the back row. Gotta talk to Grace about her jersey. It's a little big. Here's an attack there by Ortonville's Rademacher. Oh, a dig there by Dawson Boyd. And Bacon passes it up front. Shelberg puts it over for the point for Ortonville. Boy, that was a nice pass by the Trojans. They did a nice job there. And it's 9-8, a 1 point lead for the Ortonville Trojans here in game number 2. Served by the Trojans, goes into Amelia Olson, up to Lydia. Here's Caroline with a big hit and another kill for Caroline Dahl. Boy, she's got long arms, long legs, and she can jump. Mamer comes in. Grace Johnson comes out. 9-9. We're tied. 9-9. Blackjacks won the first set. 25-9. Dominated first set. Ortonville a little more competitive here in set number 2. And there's Bankin just hit the ball out of bounds, I believe. Yep, they're going to give the point to the Blackjacks. There's Lydia. Hoppett just interviewed Lydia last week at the Swift County Fair. The Shadows dance team was doing a car wash in the Appleton VFW. Lydia's one of only 2 seniors on the Shadows this year. Actually dancing, she's only senior dancing, I should say. Riley Jim McCoy is the manager, the other senior. And Coach Andrea Lee out on the floor giving instructions to her team. First year coach Andrea Lee, 11-9, Dawson Boyd. After a 9-9 tie, here's Bacon blocked at the net. Oh, what a nice block it was there by Caroline. Dahl with a block. Her and Bartuni are playing outstanding at the net. They got some height there. All 3 girls with Mamer, and now a serve into the net by Offit. Turns the volleyball over to Ortonville and a point, 12-10. Dawson Boyd leading. Chloe Bacon with the serve, and it goes out of bounds, too far in the back court there. 13-10, Blackjacks lead. Served by Bartunek, goes into number 13, that's Brianna Kirchberg. Now Shelberg pushes it over. Here's Offit with the set. Caroline Dahl. Conroy with the block. Mamer pushes it over with 2 hands. Now on the Ortonville side, Bacon. Conroy with a drive and a score. Nice set by Caitlin Shelberg to Conroy. Point, Ortonville. 13-11, Dawson Boyd. Megan Rademacher with the volleyball for the Trojans and a nice high serve. Jenna Wyam comes up too far, and that's an easy point for Ortonville as Jaden Conroy hammers it to the floor. Jenna tried to pass the ball up to the net, but it was too far, and Conroy just smoked that one. Boy, she can jump. She's coordinated. Good athlete. And another long serve there by number 11, Megan Rademacher, serves it out of bounds. Point, Dawson Boyd. And it's 14-12, Blackjacks. And here's Caroline Dahl, who played a lot of summer volleyball. I believe she even went to Florida. And a serve, an ace serve for Dahl. Caroline likes volleyball. Well, the Blackjacks will be back in action next week, next Tuesday, down in Slayton against Murray County Central, and you'll hear that volleyball match next Tuesday with the Blackjacks and the Murray County Central Rebels. And now Caroline serves the ball out of bounds. Point Ortonville, 15-13. We're in set 2. Blackjacks took the first set, 25-9. as that run jump serve by Conroy. Goes into the back row. Amelia Olson passes up off at the set. And Mamer hits it long out of bounds. Megan. And it's 15-14, just a one-point lead here for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Can the Trojans tie it up? Conroy with a run jump serve. Gets up there high, and Wyam passes it up to Mamer. And now Wyam gets it over to net for Dawson Boyd. Here's a set by Kirchberg, and Conroy from the middle of the floor hits it. Amelia Olson hits it over on one hit. And here's a drive by number two, Meyer, and it goes out of bounds. And Grace Johnson comes in for Mamer. 16-14. That was a big attempt there by the Hortonville Trojans to tie it up. They just could not. Now they're down by two. Here's a drive by Meyer, and it's good. Jocelyn Meyer for the Trojans with a point, and it's 16-15. Dawson Boyd. Trojans serving. Brianna Kirchberg, a senior setter, serves into Caroline. Up to Lydia. Here's Mary Boffin with a big drive, and it's good. Bacon unable to play it off of Mary Boffin's hit. And it's 17-15. Blackjacks, who played her 25. Here's the Amelia Olson, serves into Bacon. Now the Hortonville pushes it over. Here's Offit. It's a Dahl blocked at the net by Shelberg, and then Dahl returns it. Oh, that's Avery Bartunik, excuse me. Avery Bartunik at the net. Blackjacks with a lot of smiles on their face. They're having some fun. 18-15, Coach Andrea Lee still has that nervous look on her face. And a block at the net by the Blackjacks. And it was tipped by Hortonville. It was tipped by Hortonville, and Coach Peters wants a timeout for the Trojans. It's 19-15. Dawson Boyd will take a break and be back with more volleyball right after these words.
Hello, this is Chris Wozinski, your state representative. I just want to wish our local schools the best of luck this season. The lessons learned in the arena of competition will help forge them into strong, successful adults. If I can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to write or call. It's an honor to serve you at our state's capital. This message was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Bott Appliance and Electronics, Furniture, and More in Marshall. Terry has upright freezers, chest freezers, stoves, refrigerators, washer and dryers, beds, TVs, couches, chairs, dining room tables, and much more. That's Bott Appliance Electronics, Furniture, and More, located on Main Street, Marshall. They're open Monday through Fridays, 8 to 5:30, 7 p.m. on Thursdays, and Saturdays, 9 to 3. That's Bott Appliance Electronics, Furniture, and More, Marshall.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. As we're coming out of commercial break, the Blackjacks picked up a point, and so did the Trojans, and so it's 21-16 Dawson Boyd here in set two. Blackjacks took the first set 25-9. And right now, it's 21-16 Dawson Boyd looking for a volleyball here, I guess. We're out of volleyballs. No, we're going to wipe the floor is wet. That's what they're going to do. And so Jaden Conroy got some paper towels and a towel out there, and they're going to wipe up some sweat or whatever. Hey, our next broadcast will be Tuesday in Slayton with these Dawson Boyd the Blackjack volleyball team taking on Maury County Central. It's always a nice gym down there. And referees out there helping Conroy wipe it up, and it looks like it's done. All right. Blackjacks lead one set to none. And it's 21-16 here in set number two. And serving for Ortonville is number two, Jocelyn Meyer. Here's Meyer's serve. It's high. Goes into Amelia Olsen. She passes it up to Lydia. There's a back set to Mary. She wasn't ready. And Rademacher pushes it over to net. Now back to the Ortonville side. Here's Rademacher with a drive. Oh, what a play by Avery Bartunek. Amelia Olsen gets it over to net. Ortonville quickly returns it. Here, we got a nice volley going on here. Here's Shelberg at the net, and it's blocked by Bartunek. Caroline Dahl and Johnson Grace gets it over to net. Here's a set by Kirchberg, and Bacon gets the kill for Ortonville. What a volley there by both sides. Wow. And Chloe Bacon finishes it off for the Trojans, 21-17. Dawson Boyd leading. Ortonville serves, goes into the back row. Dahl pushes it back up. Now to Lydia Offit over to net. Here's Kirchberg, the setter. She just pushes it over to net, not setting it. And Dawson Boyd returns it with Caroline Dahl from the back row. And, oh, Shelberg with a point at the net. And Coach Andrea Lee calling a quick timeout. It's 21-18. Dawson Boyd, take another break. We'll be right back after these words from our fine sponsors.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison-Dawson, 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. Sports also brought to you by Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. Sports also brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
21-19, Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville, and Ortonville serving. Nice job by Meyer serving for the Trojans. Now Avery pushes over lightly. Bacon saves it from hitting the floor for Ortonville. Here's Grace Johnson up to Lydia. Mary Boffin, two hands it over to net, and it's good. That worked for Mary. She just used both hands and tipped it deep into the corner, and the Trojans unable to pass the ball up to the front of the net. It's 22-19. Dawson Boyd leading here in set two. Mary serves. Into the corner goes to Conroy. Up to Kirchberg. Here's Bacon with a drive, and it is out. Just barely out. Hit by Bacon. That was awful close to the line. 23-19. Blackjacks getting close. They're 2 points away from winning set two. Here's Conroy from the back row. Oh, what a dig by Mary Boffin. And now Bartunek pushes it over. Kirchberg up to Shelberg with a hit. Here's Amelia Olsen to Lydia. Off it to Bartunek. And Rademacher with the block at the net. Oh, what a kill by Caroline Dahl. And the Dawson Boyd bench explodes. Whew. Another nice volley by both sides. And Caroline finished it strong. Game point for Dawson Boyd. 24-19. The set. Here's Rademacher, the drive. And it's good. It was blocked by Bartunek. And the Blackjacks win it 25-19. In set number two, they lead two sets to none. We're going to go to set three here in a couple minutes. And we'll take a commercial break. And we'll be back with more volleyball right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services. Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo treats back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, headaches, sports injuries, and auto accident injuries. Dr. Brad Mosing has over 40 years of experience and would like to help you. To learn more or to make an appointment with Chiropractic Care Center in Montevideo, please call 320-269-7135 for more information. Chiropractic Care Center is located at 525 Legion Drive, Montevideo.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Check them out on the web at www.thefinerthingsatmonicas.com. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727. Sports also brought to you by Lund Implement Company, located Highway 75 North in Madison, serving farmers in western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota since 1955. They carry AGCO and Massey Ferguson tractors, Gleaner combines, White planters, Heston hay equipment, Bobcat skid steer loaders, versatile four-wheel drive and Genesis tractors, and Simplicity lawn and garden equipment. Lund Implement Company, North Highway 75 in Madison. Call 1-800-598-3155.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
You're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on Q92, the best radio station in the world.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And sports brought to you by Klein Bank in Madison. Come on in and enjoy friendly personal service, including drive-up service, 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. For all of your financial needs, see Klein Bank in Madison, member FDIC.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. We're going to set three here. The Blackjacks have a 2-0 lead on the Ortonville Trojans. They won the first set 25-9 and just took the second set 25-19. Still having some trouble with the floor here. They're wiping it up and stuff. I thought it was maybe a leak in the roof or something, but Avery Bartunek just came over and dropped the towel off. And Avery, I said, what's the problem? Is the roof leaking? No, she says, we're just sweaty girls. Okay. A lot of sweat out there, I guess. And looks like they got it all wiped up. And so we're ready to go with set two here. Avery doesn't mince words. She says it like it is. All right. Here's Dawson Boyd to start set three. Coach Andrea Lee saying where to serve the ball to Lydia. And Lydia Offit, I tell you, Lydia did a great job serving in the first set. She went like 13-0 to start the set number one. Here we go, set three. If the Blackjacks win, that'll be a victory for Dawson Boyd. The Ortonville Trojans now have to win three in a row here. Here we go, and they get a good start with a kill from number 21, Chloe Bankin. Chloe's a strong girl, man. She can hit the ball hard. Really nice crowd here in Dawson tonight to watch the season opener between the Blackjacks and the Trojans. Just play at the net. Mamer pushes it over with her left hand. Here's Conroy. Jaden throws it deep in the corner. Nobody there for Dawson Boyd. Smart play there by Jaden Conroy. Jaden, a good basketball player. Good softball player. And a good volleyball player, I should say. Good athlete. Play at the net. And playing it there was the set by Kutzberg, blocked out of bounds by Bartunek or Mamer. And Ortonville now has a 3-0 lead. And that's the biggest lead of the night for the Trojans. 3-0 to start set number two. Here's Lydia with the set and the drive by Bartunek. And Avery smoked it across court for a kill. And it's 3-1. Ortonville leading 3-1, and Avery will serve for Dawson Boyd. Bartunek throws the volleyball high into the air, goes deep in the back row, and the Ortonville decides to play it. Meyer passes it up front. Now to Bank, and she hits it over on the third hit. Here's Offit, and a drive, and a kill by Caroline Dahl. Boy, I tell you what, Dahl and Bartunek getting the job done tonight for Dawson Boyd. It's 3-2, Ortonville with a one-point lead, and Avery hits the ball into the net off the serve. Amelia Olsen comes off the bench. Bartunek to the bench. And number 11, Megan Rademacher, as Coach Peters looks on. And Rademacher serves it high. Jenna Wyatt comes up, digs it up off the floor, and then Amelia Olsen hits it over on the third hit. And Amelia's all smiles. She was trying to pass and actually got too much and got down on the floor, almost in the back row, and it went over the net, and the Trojans weren't there for the answer. 4-3, Ortonville with a one-point lead. And Dahl with an ace serve. Caroline, her second ace serve of the match. And guess what? We're tied 4-4. And Dahl serves here with a tied 4-4. It goes into the back row to number two, Meyer. She passes it up to Bank, and then Conroy hits it and scores. Jaden Conroy. Tyler Peters graduated. She's not, just noticed that she's graduated last year for the Trojans, and not here. There's a drive by Mamer for a point for Dawson Boyd, 5-5. Grace Johnson comes in to serve for Dawson Boyd. Coach Andrea Lee now explaining to Megan Mamer as she comes out. And here's the serve by Grace Johnson. Goes into Conroy, up to Bankin, and Kutzberg hits it into the net. Brianna didn't get the ball up high enough, and the Blackjacks have their first lead of the set, 6-5. They lead 2-0 on the Trojans in the season opener here. Last year, these two teams went 5 sets. I remember that well. Up in, and it was played here in Dawson. Here's Mary. Mary hits the ball into the net, and we're tied 6-6. Yeah, I remember that match very well here in Dawson last year. And Ortonville won 3-2. And another nice dig, but oh, what a kill there by Caitlin Shelberg for Ortonville at the net. And the Trojans retake the lead, 7-6. Now serving for Ortonville is their setter, Brianna Kirchberg. She sets it into the back row to Dahl, up to the front of the net to Boffin, and a kill for Mary. Oh, Mary must have started volleyball in eighth grade. She's been playing on varsity for a long time. Tied up 7-7. Here's Amelia. Olsen serves into the back row. Now here's Kirchberg with the set and a drive by Meyer, and it goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd with the point, and Amelia Olsen continuing to serve here for the Blackjacks. 1-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 8-7. Amelia serve. She's wearing the rebound. It's an ace serve for Amelia Olsen. Nice job by Amelia. She's wearing the libero shirt, different colored shirt. I think these are new uniforms for the Blackjacks this year. Here's a serve, and it goes right into the referee and crashing into the press row here is Jocelyn Meyer. Almost took out the referee and took out me. Good effort there by Meyer. 10-7 the score. And Ortonville can't return it off the serve. Went on the other side of the antenna, I believe. And Coach Peters calling a timeout. 11-7. Dawson Boyd leading here in set three. They lead two sets to none. Take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your number one sports fan, Auto Owner Insurance, and the Wold Agency, your local insurance brokers in Minnesota, located downtown Dawson. For all your insurance needs, give them a call at 320-769-4545. Sports also brought to you by Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7000. 767 Cockleman Construction of Canby. Sports also brought to you by the Heartland Eye Care Center with four convenient locations, Canby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. They offer complete family eye care along with contact lenses and more. That's the Heartland Eye Care Center of Canby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. Give them a call today.
All right, coming out of commercial break there, Shelberg hit the ball into the net for Ortonville and a point for Dawson Boyd. It's 12-7. Dawson Boyd leading the Ortonville Trojans here in set number three. Dawson Boyd won the first set, 25-9. They won the second set, 25-19. And here we are, 12-7. And Mary Boffin just hit the ball out of bounds, giving a point to Ortonville. 12-8. That timeout was by Coach Mindy Peters of the Trojans in her second year as head coach. B squad, Dawson Boyd swept Ortonville in B squad action night. Three sets to none. There was no C squad game match. Mary, Mary hits it, and Rademacher blocked it but fell at her feet. 13-8. Here's Mary Boffin, the senior. Mary serves into the right corner to Rademacher. She passes up to Kirchberg. There's a bad set to Shelberg, and a block by Caroline Dahl or Avery Bartunek. One of them got the block there on the far side. Well, next week we got football for you. Thursday night, Adrian at Dawson Boyd. And Friday night, Lacapaw Valley Eagle football team, they travel to Wabasso. That's next week. Can't wait for football season to go. And, boy, Rademacher just got a kill for Ortonville. Here's Shelberg. Serving Caitlin. She's tall. Throws the ball into Amelia Olsen up to Lydia. Here's Bartunek trying to go across court and failed on that one. So, point there for Ortonville. 14-10, Dawson Boyd leading. And Shelberg with the serve tight right over to that. Grace Johnson digs it up to Lydia. Here's Avery pushes over from the middle of the court. Now on the Ortonville side, here's Conroy attacks the net and gets the kill. Holy cow, Jaden Conroy put everything she had behind that hit. 14-11, Dawson Boyd. Shelberg serves again to Amelia. Oh, Amelia wasn't ready. And a point, an ace serve there for number 13, number 7, Caitlin Shelberg. That's her first ace serve of the night. 14-12. Just a two-point lead now for Dawson Boyd. The serve, and here's Avery with another kill. Fun to watch Avery Bartunek and Caroline Dahl. They're tall, they're very athletic, and can they jump? 15-12. There's Lydia. Got the ball into the back row. Shelberg passes it up to Kirchberg. Here's Rademacher from the right side, and Dahl digs it up from her knees. Bertunic pushes it over slowly in the middle of the court for another point. Avery's all smiles. Dahl's all smiles. And Mamer at the net. 16-12. Here's Lydia again. Boy, she has done a super job serving. And play at the net. There's Dahl. Now Kirchberg to Rademacher. She bumps it, just clears the net. Play at the net, and Bartunek does it again. Wow. 10, 12 kills for Avery. 17-12, Dawson Boyd. Going on a bit of a run here now against the Trojans here in set three. Trojans are down two sets to none. Here's play at the net. Caroline gets the job done. Oh, wait. It was hit out of bounds. Okay, I thought it was tipped by the Trojans. It was not. So a point for Ortonville. And here's Chloe Bankin with the serve into Amelia Olson up to Offit. Here's Mamer with a drive, and it's good. Megan Mamer gets the point, and it's 18-13. Jetta Wyam comes in. She'll play at the net for Dawson Boyd. Here's Avery Bartunik. Serves into the corner. It goes. Here's Conroy to Rademacher, and she drives one. Wyam tries to save it. Now Dahl gets it over to net. Is it in? It is. Oh, it's out. Not by much. Good effort by the Blackjacks there, especially Jenna Wyam. 18-14. Dawson Boyd wins this set. They'll win the match. Ortonville trying to rally here. Now blocked at the net. Oh, Conroy with another block. She's fun to watch. 18-15. Ortonville's Megan Rademacher, an outside hitter, serving. She's a senior. And Rademacher's serve is long down the back, and Mary and Offit tries to play it off the net and cannot. And all of a sudden, the Ortonville Trojans with a rally here. Coach Andrea Lee clapping her hands. Come on, girls, she says. And Coach Peters also standing up to my right. 18-16, just a two-point lead now. There's a soft. Wyam runs up, digs it up from her knees, gets it over to net. Here's Kirchberg with the set, and a one-handed drive there by Meyer. Dawson Boyd returns it. Now back over, and here's Caroline Dahl. It's blocked at the net by Conroy. And guess what, folks? It's just 18-17, and Coach Andrea Lee calling a timeout. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
18-17, Dawson Boyd leading by 1 point. Timeout's over by Coach Andrea Lee. And Ortonville serving Rademacher, and Dahl throws it over the net. Ortonville being very aggressive right now. Conroy keeps it alive for the Trojans. Here's Offit at the net. Dahl with a drive. Oh, what a dig there by Bacon, and hit the ceiling. And they're going to give the point to the Blackjacks. Boy, Ortonville all of a sudden has found some life here, but now they're down by two, 19-17. And serving is Caroline Dahl. Blackjacks took the first set, 25-9. Took the second set, 25-19. Here we are in set three. It's 19-17. Served by Dahl. Here's Conroy. And it's good. Boy, Jaden really done a nice job here in set three. 19-18. And Conroy will serve for the Trojans. They can tie it up with the next point. Here's the serve by Conroy and the Jenna Wyam off it. And Mary Boffin pushes over. Nobody in the corner for the Blackjacks. And we're tied 19-19. And Coach Peter pumping her fist in the air, making some noise in the Ortonville crowd here. It's 19-19. Here's that run jump serve from Conroy. Now up over the net. The Blackjacks return it. Bankin. And Wyam digs it up. Pushing it over to Dahl. And no, Carolyn found the corner. Point Dawson Boyd. 20-19. What a nice job. You could see Caroline Dahl's eyes where she was looking before she hit the ball. And nobody was in the corner for the Trojans. Here's Grace Johnson serving. Grace gets it in the back row. Conroy bumps it up to Bacon. Now here's Shelberg. Blocked at the net by Mary Boffin. Mary Boffin with the block. It's 21-19. And Grace Johnson, again, serving. In the middle of court to Conroy. She bumps it up to Bacon. And a drive blocked again by Mary Boffin. 22-19 to Coach Peters. Calling a timeout. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. 22-19, Dawson Boyd.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockprow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Coming out of commercial break, the Blackjacks just got another point. They lead 23-19 here in set three. They lead 2-0 on the Ortonville Trojans. And Grace Johnson serving again for Dawson Boyd. Mary Boffin with another block. And now it's game point, match point here for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. It's 24-19. One more point. Blackjacks serving. This is Grace into the back row to Conroy. Up the bank, and she pushes it over. Here's Lydia with the set. Mary Boffin with a finish, and the Blackjacks win it 25-19. And they win it 3-0 over the Ortonville Trojans in our season opener for both teams, and the first win for head coach Andrea Lee. And I'm sure she's a happy camper. She is wearing a smile, along with Coach Rhonda Olson-Nelson. So, hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with our Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, a fully integrated health care provider serving you with modern state-of-the-art equipment and a competent caring staff. With clinic, hospital, nursing home, home health, hospice, and outreach services, Johnson Memorial has the services you need in a small-town atmosphere. Massage therapy, physical and occupational therapy, and cardiac rehab also available at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, your partner in health. Sports also brought to you by Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting in Madison, Minnesota. For complete accounting, call 598-3327. Melissa Heinrich and Julie Ludvigson do business accounting, payroll, tax preparation, and more. See them at their office in the Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Law Building in Madison. That's Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, Madison.
Sports on Q92 is sponsored by the Bellingham Farmers Co-op Elevator of Bellingham. The Bellingham Elevator has the latest up-to-date technology to handle all your fuel, oil, gas, seed, fertilizer, and farm delivery needs. They handle Senex products where their energy comes through. The latest markets can be caught at BellinghamFarmersCoop.com. Sports on Q92 is sponsored by Midwest Power Sports on East Highway 12 in Milbank, South Dakota, where their goal is complete customer satisfaction. Midwest Power Sports carries boats, motors, trailers, Polaris, and Ranger ATVs. Stop by Midwest Power Sports for all of your recreational sports needs or call 605-432-9111.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a 65-bed skilled nursing facility, 12-bed critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Hi, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Hey, the Blackjacks sweep the Ortonville Trojans tonight. 3 sets to none, 25-9, 25-19, and 25-19. And with me is a happy first-year head coach, Andrea Lee. Congratulations, Andrea.
Thank you.
You got your first win and your first match.
Yes, I'm glad it's over. A lot of nerves that first game.
Yeah, I could tell before the game you were a little nervous,
yes,
weren't you?
Yes, very.
But let's talk about the match here with Ortonville.
I think we had very good back row playing tonight. We had a couple good strong hitters up front and a lot of good big blockers. I think that really led us into this win tonight, our blockers.
Yeah. Let's talk about the first set. Boy, Lydia Offit did a nice job serving. It jumped out to a 13-0 lead.
Yeah, that's awesome. We like to see that.
you practice all practice serving, of course, during practice?
We practice a lot of serving, yes.
Okay. And then, well, you won the first set 25-9. Your thoughts on that first set? Do you remember any of it besides the serving?
Jumping out
to a 13-0 lead, that has to build a lot of confidence.
Yeah. No, that really helped us the rest of the night too. I think it got in our heads a little bit when we won 25-9 the first game, kind of went out there kind of dead the second and third game, but we pushed through. So
yep, and the second set 25-19, Ortonville had their first lead of the match there, 7-6 to
yep.
start the lead there. Then you talk about the back row. Who are some of the players in the back row for you?
Amelia Olson did really well tonight, and we had Grace Johnson, a 10th grader, came in strong. I pulled her off the bench and she did really well for me tonight, so I'm proud of her. Caroline and Mary did amazing in the back row as well. They're all pretty strong back row players, so I like to see that as a coach.
Yeah, you got to have a good back row, don't you?
Of course, yes.
That's right. Game three was the same score, 25-19. That was a battle. You actually called a timeout when Ortonville rallied there and made it to a one-point lead, 18-17.
Yep, I was getting a little nervous, and I can tell my girls, you could see it on their face that they were getting a little nervous too, so I called a timeout just to regather them, and it obviously worked, so I'm glad that happened.
Okay. What do you tell them in timeout? Oh, we should have you mic'd up. You know,
oh,
that'd
gosh,
be fun.
No.
No?
I don't think I'd like that. But in that timeout, I just, you know, told them to calm down, take a couple breaths, recollect themselves, and then they went back out there and pulled it through. So.
Yep. Good. Good win for you. Good match. Well, you get back. You're on the road the next match, right?
Yep. Tuesday in Slayton at MCC. So.
Okay, and I'll be down there broadcasting that match. And
awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Then you got Canby after that, and I'll do that one too.
Yep, so. That'll be here in Dawson.
Oh, it's here in Dawson.
Yep.
Okay, good. So your thoughts then after your first win? Got your family here, I see?
Yep, my parents are here, and I'm glad it's over. But I mean, I loved coaching tonight, but that first game always has a lot of jitters. You don't really know what to expect that first game. So
yep.
I'm glad it's over.
Okay.
Glad we won. Got that first win out of the season. So.
Yep, good. Congratulations. And I always can say now when you ever get in the Hall of Fame in the volleyball coaching, saying that I was there for Andrea's first win. How about that? You always remember the first one, right?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now we're going to name a couple of Neon Needles Subway players of the game. And we're going to name Caroline Dahl. She had a did a tremendous job. Talk about Caroline.
Yeah, she was a really strong hitter today. She, when we needed a point, she'd put it right down, and then also a very strong back row player today as well. You know, she's probably not one of my, I wouldn't say my best passers, but she pulled through tonight and really showed me that she deserves that spot in the back row. So.
Now, she played, didn't she play a lot of summer volleyball?
Yep, she played for Marshall, the Southwest.
Didn't they win a national championship? Or was
she
that the
wasn't
other one?
On the
okay.
team, but her other age group, they won the national.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought Carolyn went down to Florida to play.
Yep. So. Nope, she wasn't on that team.
Okay,
so.
But she played a lot of volleyball.
She did, and you can tell this year. It's awesome. You can see, and she's
yep.
improved a lot.
And another Subway player, Neonito Subway player game will be defensive specialist Amelia Olson. And you talked about her a little bit.
Yep. So she actually will not be my libero for the rest of the season, just for these first couple games. And
okay.
I kind of just threw her into it yesterday, and she did amazing tonight. She was there to cover everyone, picking up hard hits, just anything in the back row. She was there and kind of just getting thrown into that. It's impressive that she did that well.
All right. That's awesome. And so... big win for you. Get off on the right foot, right?
Yes.
It's a lot better winning than losing, right?
For sure.
Well, best of luck to you the rest of the year, Andrea. And like I said, we'll be in Slayton on Tuesday then.
Awesome. Thank you.
And we'll do another pregame show.
Sounds good.
Right? You did good. I know you're a little nervous, but yes. it gets better. So. All right. Good crowd here tonight.
Yes, it was. I like to see the support. It's awesome.
Yep.
Definitely helps the girls, too.
All right. All right, thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Just hang tight here for a second. That wraps things up here. I want to give a shout-out to Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boy girls tennis team. They won tonight against Redwood Valley 5-2. And as I mentioned, our next broadcast will be Tuesday in Slayton against Murray County Central. And then we got football Thursday and Friday. Thursday, the Blackjacks at home against Adrian and Lacapaw Valley on Friday night at Wabasso. That's our broadcast schedule. And then cross-country starts, too, so... I'll be in Morris on Monday, following cross country, and that'll be fun too. So, all right, thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio running the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring volleyball tonight here on Q92. Once again, the Blackjacks sweep the Trojans 3-0. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Madison Bottle & Company, Appleton Dental Clinic, Wolfslager Excavating, Jubilee Foods, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Jim's Market in Canby, A&B Auto & Dawson, Rise Nursery & Tree Service, Madison Healthcare Services, Appleton Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Myers Electric & Infrared, Heartland Motor Company, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, DuPont Pioneer, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Dawson Grain Co-op, Fernholz Crop Insurance, Comerford Construction and Gravel, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Sanford Medical Center of Canby, Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, T&D Barnwood Rustics in Dawson, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Mineota Building Center. Sports brought to you by Woodland Centers, Farmers Co-op Association, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Rural Solutions Incorporated, Northern Plains Tiling, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Larson Brothers Concrete, Bluegrass Proteins Incorporated, Midwest Power Sports, DeWalt Agency, Midwest Truck Parts, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, State Bank of Taunton, Whitnable Construction, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Vicks Plumbing and Heating, Swadzinski for House, Chris Swadzinski Representative, Guestwine Motors Incorporated, Kleinbank. Sports brought to you by Toskinson Septic, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Boris Crop Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, Dawson Auto Glass, Builders First Source, Pro Image Partners, Lee Motor Company, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, Triple Mutual Fire Insurance, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, AGP Ag Processing, Ottertail Power Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Dave's Plumbing and Heating Madison, Federated Telephone Company, Souther Building Supplies, Heartland Eye Clinic, Culligan, Ortonville Area Health Services, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, B. Johnson Electric. Sports brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hutt Oil Company, Cargill, Kluver Law Office, KSN Drywall Finishing, Cockleman Construction, Ludvigson Tiling, Appleton Area Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Bond Appliance and Electronics Marshall, Madison Dental Clinic, Johnson Memorial Health Services, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for play-by-play sports coverage on 92.1 FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie.
Who am I to judge you on what you say you do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. Sometimes when we touch, your honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. Romance and all its strategy leaves me battling with my pride.
But through the insecurity, some tenderness survived.
I'm just another rider, still trapped within my truths.
And you're a hesitant prize fighter, trapped within your youth. Times I understand you,
and I know how hard you've tried.
I've watched while love commands you,
and I've watched love pass you by.
And at times I think we're drifters, searching for a friend.
Above your arm is sister, but then the passion.
Till the fear in me subsides.